Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Yesterday, I said that I would continue reflection today on the Feast of Divine Mercy, which we celebrated yesterday. But you know, we can celebrate it actually every day. That no matter how far we have fallen, no matter how great is the sin in our lives, that God will forgive. But it's not, as I said the other day, it's not cheap grace. I hear many people say, oh, well, it really doesn't matter. God's all merciful. He'll forgive. Brothers and sisters, it's imperative that we acknowledge our sin and ask God forgiveness for what we have done wrong. Then the mercy comes. Mercy is always there for us, but we access it when we come before God humbly and saying, Lord, I need your mercy. I depend on your mercy. I seek your mercy. And God will freely give it. Do you know how, think of a child. I often do this. Think of a child who does something wrong, and the child's embarrassed and kind of hangs his head and knows that he or she has done something wrong, but they can't quite admit it. And yet, when you help that child to see that what they've done is wrong, and then they ask the child to say, I'm sorry. If the child says, I'm sorry, that's one thing. If the child says, I am sorry, it's a whole different tone, isn't it? I'll try not to do it again. Then comes nothing but mercy. What parent's heart doesn't melt if a child speaks that way? So it is with the heart of God, with us. Do I honestly, freely admit my sin? Don't be afraid to. It's not going to destroy you. It's going to free you. It's going to liberate you. It's going to give you access to mercy. I was reading, as I often do, the diary of St. Faustina, and if you've not read it, you should. Diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska, the Polish sister who died in 1938, just before the beginning of World War II. And Sister Faustina had remarkable revelations from God, revelations that had been approved, revelations that led to the establishment by Pope John Paul of the Feast of Divine Mercy on the Sunday after Easter, which we celebrate yesterday. I was going to say celebrated, but it's an ongoing celebration, the great Feast of Divine Mercy. On one occasion, St. Faustina heard the Lord say this to her, my daughter, tell the whole world about my inconceivable mercy. I desire that the Feast of Mercy be a refuge and a shelter for all souls, and especially for poor sinners. On that day, the very depths of my tender mercy are open. I pour out a whole ocean of graces upon those souls who approach the fount of my mercy. The soul that will go to confession and receive Holy Communion shall obtain complete forgiveness of sins and punishment. On that day, all the divine floodgates through which graces flow are opened. Let no soul fear to draw near to me, even though its sins be as scarlet. My mercy is so great that no mind, be it of man or of angel, will be able to fathom it throughout all eternity. Everything that exists has come forth from the very depths of my most tender mercy. Every soul in its relation to me will contemplate my love and mercy throughout eternity. The Feast of Mercy emerged from my very depths of tenderness, from the depths of me, from my depths of tenderness. The Feast of Mercy emerged from my, capital M, my very depths of tenderness. It is my desire that it be solemnly celebrated on the first Sunday after Easter. Mankind will not have peace until it turns to the fount of mercy. I want you to ponder these words today. You can go online to renewalministries.net. You can listen to the program from there as many times as you want to. Pick up the book if you have it, or you can obtain it, The Diary of Saint Faustina, and read it. It's entry 699. I want you really to ponder the inestimable gift that God gives us. Why should we turn away? It's only our pride, our refusal to admit our wrongdoing, and our pride that just does not want to have to go to confession and say, Lord, I sin. My goodness, the Lord knows it. Every one of us sins. Every day we sin. Why do we hide it? You are of infinite worth to God, and God wants you to know his presence and his life within you. And it's confession, it's the forgiveness of sin that opens us to receive the mercy of God. Please take a look at this in your life. Please. So many people will say, well, my sin's worse than anybody. No, it really isn't. The devil wants you to think that. Just because it feels so awful to you doesn't mean that it's not known to the rest of the human race. We all sin. We all fall short of the glory of God. Please, I beg you to make this feast and this week, where there's such tremendous grace, 8 days after the feast, going to confession, you receive untold graces and blessings. Please take advantage. The Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, verses 23 to 31. After their release, Peter and John went back to their own people and reported what the chief priests and elders had told them. Now, this is after they had been arrested. And after their release, they go back, they report what the chief priests and elders had told them. And when they heard it, they raised their voices to God with one accord and said, Sovereign Lord, maker of heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them, you said by the Holy Spirit through the mouth of our father David, why did the Gentiles rage and the peoples entertain folly? The kings of the earth took their stand, and the princes gathered together against the Lord and against his anointed. They were experiencing this now. Indeed, they gathered in this city against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, Herod and Pontius Pilate, together with the Gentiles and the peoples of Israel, to do what your hand and your will had long ago planned to take place. And now, Lord, take note of their threats, and enable your servants to speak your word with all boldness. Think of us, brothers and sisters, when our faith is challenged. How bold are we? It can't come from us. Some people say, well, it's just not my personality. No, 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 no. It's your lack of openness to God and to God's Spirit. God wants us to testify to the truth with kindness, with mercy toward all. And if we've experienced mercy, we want to give it. We want to be the channel through which it reaches other people. And now, Lord, take note of their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with all boldness as you stretch forth your hand to heal, and signs and wonders are done through the name of your holy servant Jesus. As they prayed, the place where they were gathered shook, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the word of God with boldness. What they're saying is they're not running. They're not running away now. They're standing and they're asking God to supply them what they need that they may stand firm and testify to the mercy and the goodness of God, the reality of the Word made flesh. Blessed are all who take refuge in the Lord. Take time to read Psalm 2. Take time. Blessed are all who take refuge in the Lord. And we are. We're blessed. We're blessed with his presence. We're blessed with his strength. We're blessed with wisdom. We're blessed with hope. We're blessed with greater love, etc., etc., etc. Why do we hold back? Because we're so independent that we want to even be independent from God. And brothers and sisters, we can't. We were made, we were created in him, through him, by him. You can't separate yourself. Please open your heart. to all that God wants to give his children, us, wants to give his beloved sons and daughters, open your heart to it. Put down your anger and your defiance and your bitterness and your hatred and your jealousy. Put it down. It's only going to destroy you. It's never too late to turn and open your heart to God. Never. God's mercy is infinite. Receive it. Gospel of John chapter 3, very quickly here. There was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, and he came to Jesus at night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you are doing unless God is with him." So there's a reasoned argument there. And Jesus answered and said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God." How are we born from above? By baptism. Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man once grown be born again? Surely he cannot re-enter his mother's womb and be born again, can he?" And Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. What is born of flesh is flesh, and what is born of spirit is spirit. Do not be amazed that I told you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it wills, and you can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Brothers and sisters, when we live through baptism, when we live as temples of the Holy Spirit, and we repent of our sin as many times as we commit it, we face it and repent of it, more and more of God's life is unobstructed. More and more of God's life can flow through us. The grace and the power and the mercy of God can flow through us. The wisdom of God, the truth of God, it can flow through us. Are you ready for that? Do you want that? Then what we need to do is get down on our knees and say, "Lord, here are my sins," and name them. Go to confession as soon as you can, but right now, kneel down, admit your sin, and say, "Lord, I ask your forgiveness for these sins." And God will forgive. That's his mercy. But we need to ask. Mercy is not just presuming, "Oh, well, he'll forgive, he's merciful." No, we need to come to him and admit our sin. I mean, what parent would forever just say, "Oh, well, I'll forgive him"? You take that child and you want to say, "Look, this is the way you need to grow. This is why you need to turn away from this. I will have mercy on you. I will forgive you, but you need to grow." Any parent would say that to a child. Well, God is our Father in heaven says that to us. Don't open your heart and say, "Oh, well, God will forgive." That's cheap grace, brothers and sisters. Real grace involves us saying, "Lord, I'm sorry. I did it. Will you please forgive me?" Then comes the infinite mercy of God to you. God bless you. I want to offer you a free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold. It can be received by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. If you'd like a copy of my CD, Captured by Mercy, which is on forgiveness, you can access that by going to our website, renewalministries.net.